Thank you, Mr. President. The following statement is delivered on behalf of the United Nations Interagency Coordination Group on Mine Action. As this is the first time I'm taking the floor, I would like to congratulate you for your important work and for your election as president of the 23rd Annual Conference of High Contracting Parties to Amended Protocol 2. Mr. President, Excellencies, just 2 days ago, on 8 December, a convoy of the United Nations Multidimensional Integrated Stabilization Mission in Mali, MINUSMA, was attacked, causing the tragic death of 7 fellow Togolese United Nations peacekeepers. Preliminary reports point to the use of an IED, which also seriously injured another 3 colleagues. The United Nations condemns this attack in the strongest possible terms. Since the beginning of 2021, dozens of attacks on MINUSMA personnel involving IED have been recorded, killing several peacekeepers. Mr. President, IEDs kill and injure more individuals than any other explosive weapon. In Burkina Faso, for example, IEDs caused 100% of the explosive ordnance casualties in 2021. In the past decade, IED caused injury and death in more than 100 countries and territories. In Colombia, numerous armed groups continue to use mines, mostly IEDs. Since the beginning of 2021, accidents have been reported in 37 municipalities. According to the National Mine Action Center within the Office of the High Commissioner for Peace, 114 persons, including 22 children, have been killed or maimed this year. Excellencies, these series of events reinforce the determination of the United Nations to continue to strive for coordinating effective and enhanced preventive measures to reduce the threat posed by IED, including by fostering technological cooperation and assistance. This year, the recently established UNMAS IED Threat Mitigation Mobile Training Team has registered significant progress in the operationalization of its work. In May and June of this year, its head visited UNMAS programs in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Mali, and Somalia to support the integration of the United Nations Explosive Ordnance Disposal Specialized Training Material into existing troop-contributing country capacity development and mentorship activities within MINUSMA, MONUSCO, and UNSOS. The strategic objective of these visits on IED threat mitigation and EOD was to further engage with partners to promote the harmonization of international efforts in relation to explosive hazard training. In 2021, UNMAS also continued to provide IED risk mitigation technical support to the national law enforcement and security agencies in Burkina Faso to build their capacity to operate effectively and safely in a high-threat environment. Activities included IED risk awareness training, basic search and detect training, and first responder medical training. UNMAS also trained 67 instructors to teach IED risk awareness in law enforcement schools, ensuring that the Burkinabe law enforcement sector can sustain this training. Excellencies, the United Nations recognizes the importance of risk education activities to promote safe behavior and save lives. Such activities should reflect the diverse risks faced by girls, boys, women, men, the elderly, and persons with disabilities. In 2021, UNICEF supported a mass media campaign on explosive ordnance, including IED risks in Yemen. This campaign reached some 5.5 million people, including 2.9 million children. Mr. President, allow me to conclude. Acknowledging the primary responsibilities of states to lead IED threat mitigation efforts, the United Nations commends the hard work of the two IED coordinators of France and Colombia and positively welcomes the text of the revised draft declaration on IED. The United Nations remains committed to providing technical and advisory support as required and urges all states who have not done so yet to join the amended Protocol 2 without delay. Thank you, Mr. President.